Barry Doherty, a disappointing defeat here for your team in Healy Park tonight. What was your verdict?
The verdict was, I mean, we didn't take our goal chances. You know, at the end of the day, we had four clear-cut goal chances, didn't take any of them, and that was probably the difference, really and truly. You know, we competed with them well. You know, we showed that, you know, you can get goal chances against them, but, you know, just their keeper was in top form, and, you know, we just didn't find the net, and that was probably the big difference between the two teams. There were very little in it.
Yeah, it seemed to be a very fast-paced game. There was a great tempo to it, and your team really matched Slough Neil, like the revered Slough Neil team, and gave it their all.
Yeah, they gave it their all. I couldn't have asked really any more from the lads. You know, they worked hard. We tried to push up on their kickouts, which was giving us success, but we didn't start well in the game. We were 6 points to one down, which is a difficult position to be in. Then we go into the half time, a point up, and, you know, we didn't start the second half either at the pace we should have. So, you know, them two points, and then, as I say, missing chances. You know, goals are massive scores in these championship games, and just didn't come.
Were the lads a bit nervous at the start of the game? Were they giving Slough Neil a wee bit too much respect, maybe?
I don't think so. You know, at the end of the day, it's a new experience for these lads. You know, they haven't been in Ulster, and this is their second game ever in Ulster. So it's a new experience. You just hope that they'll learn from it. And, you know, if they can come out of Donegal next year, that they'll, you know, have that gain from that experience, and you never know where they might go.
Yeah, that second quarter you played some brilliant stuff. You pushed up on their kickouts. Everything seemed to be going well. Patrick was kicking them, Stephen was kicking them, Mark McHugh. Like you were really, really going. But did half time come at the wrong time then?
Well, exactly at the wrong time. I think Ryan might have had it in the net if he gave us another 5 seconds. But you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. You know, you don't take goal chances, you're not going to win these games.
Was it hard to stick with Slough Neil then when they got going?
No, I wouldn't say it was hard to stick with them. We had to push up when we were so far behind, and that obviously leaves gaps, and it's, you know, not the type of football we like to play, but you have to push up. Otherwise, Slough Neil will pass it over and back the field all day, and you just, you know, you'll be tired looking at them or chasing after them. So, you know, you leave yourself more open, but at the end of the day, we still created chances then, but they were just getting their chances far too easy. But, you know, that's the way we had to go.
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, you maybe mightn't want to point out individuals, but Patrick McBrady out there had a stunning performance.
Yeah, Patrick's played well the last day, played very well today. You know, he's led the team very well all year, improved as a leader. And, you know, it shows great now for Declan Boner in the county setup. You know, the Paddy's in form, and, you know, a lot of the Kilcare lads are in very good shape. So, you know, it's an exciting time for the county, exciting time for Kilcare. And we will have learnt a lot from today. And hopefully, as I say, we get the chance to be back here next year.
Yeah, I'm sure when you look back in the season, Barry, you got the late shout out to go and take the team. You led them to the county title, the Division 1 league title. This will go down as a very good season for Kilcare.
Yeah, good season. Of course, you're disappointed now, but you know, the lads will take a couple of months off, they'll refocus, and you know, they'll go back at it again next year. And, you know, you go back on the bandwagon, as they say, but they'll try their very best. But they'll have learned a lot from this experience in Ulster.